My guest at this time is Tom Borelli. He is a writer for Conservative Review. He's joined us a number of times to talk about key policy issues in the past. Just last week, we were talking about the climate treaty that the Obama administration is sympathetic towards signing later this year that could potentially establish an international climate justice tribunal. But when it comes to energy policy, it turns out some Republicans up on Capitol Hill are looking towards big government to push their goals as well. And Tom talks about two of them in particular, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, in his most recent piece. And Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's obviously a different type of approach to energy than the climate change agenda of the Obama administration, but essentially both of them are looking for the government to advance progress in different areas. For Alexander, it's nuclear, and for Murkowski, it seems to be renewables.
No, absolutely. What it is, it's, again, it's big government out of control. As you know, as conservatives know, it's been disappointing so far with the conservatives in terms of stopping Obama's agenda. But it's also one thing not to be able to stop the agenda, but to flip around and trying to support part of President Obama's climate change agenda, and that would be to fund more energy research. And particularly, they're talking about funding the Department of Energy. And the Department of Energy, as we know, led to spectacular green energy, clean energy failures, for example, like Solyndra. So again, it's big government Republicans trying to grow government, trying to increase their influence, and at the same time blowing apart our government and really adversely affecting the free market.
So let's get a little more specific. What exactly do Alexander and Murkowski want from taxpayers on these issues?
Well, they basically want to grow the budget. Mr. Alexander wants more money for energy research. This is not anything new for Mr. Alexander. A while back, he promoted a Republican plan to, you know, build something like 100 nuclear plants and also to increase electric vehicles and double federal energy research. So it seems like the big government playbook is back from Mr. Alexander. Lisa Murkowski, back in 2013, she had something called Energy 2020, a vision for America's energy future. And again, there, Ms. Murkowski, what she wants to do is, again, grow the energy research budget. So, again, this is the part of the problem that conservatives face. It's representatives who are not conservatives, and they just want to grow the budget.
Tom, there's obviously some folks listening who might be thinking back to, well, Republicans just a few years ago wanted all of the above, and that included nuclear and it included renewable energies. What's the more capitalistic, free market approach to getting these things done if we're not going to involve the federal government or shouldn't involve the federal government?
Well, I think all Americans really should be supportive, regardless of political stripe, should be for all above energy. The question is, it should be done on the free market, not on the taxpayer's dime. Because I've seen with Solyndra and other companies that went bankrupt with respect to Department of Energy funds, it's money that sometimes gets steered to political backers, and their ideas couldn't cut it in the free market to get venture capital support. But you always can get money through government because there's, you know, it's a very loose system there, as we've seen in the past. So what we'd be for is all of the energy, but let it be done on the free market.
And are there solid free market options out there right now that could be leading the way here rather than government investment?
Sure. It's called the private marketplace. There's plenty of venture capital firms out there who'd be willing to take a risk on energy research. But the problem is, when you have government money going in to support energy, it crowds out the venture capitalists. Let the venture capitalists take the risk, not the U.S. taxpayer.
How big of a risk is there of these ideas making it into the next round of appropriations bills, given the fact that Republicans are now the majority?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's why conservatives need to pay attention and listen to good shows like yours and get on the phone and get engaged in social media, you know, to stop these kind of ideas. And, you know, Lisa Murkowski, she, you know, faces a risk because she's up for re-election in 2016. And as we remember, she was primaried the last time around, and she only got in by the skin of her teeth. She actually lost the primary, but won the general because of a write-in ballot campaign. So she should have a longer memory than, 6 years.
And Lamar Alexander, of course, just won re-election, so he's going to be around for quite a while.
We're stuck with him for a while.
Tom, fascinating. It's a story that needs attention, and we thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thanks. a lot, Greg.
Tom Borelli of Conservative Review. Check out the article at conservativereview.com. He is also a senior fellow at FreedomWorks. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.